Today, for the first time, some Hurricane Katrina evacuees are being turned out of the hotel and motel rooms they've been living in. FEMA is ending its hotel and motel housing program, and while many participants have been granted extensions, thousands are having to find somewhere else to stay. In Louisiana, as many as 900 people are in that situation. Mark Miscek is the Human Services Branch Director for FEMA in Louisiana. He says his agency is trying to help people make smooth transitions.
We asked everyone who is currently in a hotel that was being paid for with federal dollars under FEMA assistance to call and register to get an authorization code. Everyone who did call to get an authorization code received the time frame through at least February the 13th. And then some individuals after that, based on their particular housing circumstances, got extensions still further up to March 1st.
For these families that are still in hotels, many of these represent hard cases, either because of financial issues or for other reasons. So if they haven't in all this time been able to find alternative housing, is a week enough time for them to land on their feet?
What the additional week does give them, gives them the opportunity to work with us in regards to any facilitated relocation that might occur. We do know that there are housing resources available for each and every family that would want a housing resource outside of a hotel motel. The issue that we continue to face is that individuals want those resources to be in the exact same areas that they were displaced from. Based on the degree of catastrophic damage, it's going to be quite some time before housing stock comes back online in those areas, you know, where apartment owners can get those units repaired, et cetera. So in the meantime, we're essentially encouraging people that on a temporary basis to look and consider choices in regards to maybe going to another area where housing resources currently exist, and then moving back to those areas they were displaced from as those housing resources come online.
We're speaking to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What are you hearing from the hotel owners throughout the state there?
Well, we're certainly hearing concern, you know, that they're afraid they're going to be angry individuals. We have not actually seen much of that. As a matter of fact, the number of calls into the State Emergency Operations Center, as of about 10:30 this morning, they had only received 44 calls, and only 14 of those had asked, yes, I still need some type of shelter. So I think that a lot of this first population, because they knew they were ineligible for FEMA assistance, this group of people isn't angry. They knew that once the hotel motels were not going to be paid for, they would have to consider their own housing options. And we may be talking about people who were homeless prior to the disaster or for some other reason cannot qualify for federal housing assistance.
What are the biggest obstacles you face now in this next week where the real hard deadline hits on the 14th?
I think the real obstacle here is that there are difficult choices for individuals and families to make. And in relation to that, there are a lot of people who would like to return directly to the areas that they came from. There'll be significant high competition for any resources that are available and a lot of disappointment for individuals when there aren't enough resources to accommodate them. And there will be choices about, you know, okay, let's say I have a job here in Louisiana, and there's not a housing option available for me here. Am I going to be asked to potentially leave my job or leave my place of employment and go to another state? And there are going to be very difficult choices and frustration that surrounds that date as we approach those choices.
Mark Miscek is the Human Services Branch Director for FEMA in Louisiana. Mr. Miscek, thanks so much for talking to us.
Great. Thank